Your husband was the mayor prior to you, and yes. I know that he spent a significant amount of time campaigning for the city of Las Vegas to be included in some major sport, and tomorrow we believe that day will arrive. How do you feel about it?
Hooray, it's about time. It's been 16 years. This is my sixth year coming up as mayor, and he did 12, and it's just been a long time. We've grown up. We're ready for it. We are the place where people come to have a great time, and it's just perfect. With 2.1 million people and over almost 43 million visitors a year. So we're ready, and it is a just great move, and hooray, Bill Foley.
Well, let me ask you what the mayor's office's role was in the acquisition of this franchise. Ultimately, you have to find the guy, the owner of the team, who will risk the capital. But what would, how would you define the role of the mayor's office in this process?
Well, since my husband was the biggest cheerleader, as you said,
yep.
to get a major league sports team here forever, and that was really one of the reasons why I decided to run when he was termed out. Because I really believe, too, and then being a big aficionado of sports, believe that we really were ready for it. I think Mr. Foley has really shown the way of how you go about it. He certainly stepped to the plate about marketing. Everything is how you perceive it to be and when, as you market to the public. And so he really came into Las Vegas, surrounded himself with people who've been here, know the town, know the uniqueness of Las Vegas, and actually was moving to bring an unusual sport to the desert. I mean, today's 110. And when you think of ice hockey, you don't think of 110-degree climate.
Yes.
So, but the way he went about it, it was very, very methodical, well-planned. He obviously is passionate about hockey. And the beauty is the city of Las Vegas is probably one of the biggest melting pots we have. It certainly is diverse in every way, as is New York City. Even more, I think we're more diverse than San Francisco, and certainly more so than the Oakland area, because we have people who come in from around the world, and as you know, we have a huge senior population, but we also have enthusiasts from around the country who carry with them the banners, and on their license plates are their teams from their hometown.
Right.
And the number one direct international carrier, direct flight, is from Canada.
Hmm.
Canada's the number one out of the 220 weekly direct international flights coming into Las Vegas. Canada's number one for us. So what goes on in Canada is very good for what goes on in Las Vegas.
Madam Mayor, you mentioned the melting pot and people coming in from all over the place. In your city, in Los Angeles, it's the very same. They just, at long last, got themselves a National Football League franchise again. I just got back from the NBA Finals, where they're bracing for the Oakland Raiders to be relocated, and of course, all the talk is that it's coming to your town. Is Las Vegas ready to have two pro sports franchises?
You know, from my perspective, I believe in the next decade we will have three. Whether it's going to be NBA, and I know my husband early on when he was talking to Commissioner Bettman from the NHL was also reaching out to David Stern, who at that time, because gambling was unique to Nevada, has now since in the past 16 years, it's everywhere across the country. And so the fact that it was in his mind not to bring a NBA franchise here. Times have changed, and when the mantle passed from Commissioner Stern, who we saw last week at a gathering, moved on to Adam Silver, my immediate contact with him was, we're ready here. So we know we have your summer league. We want your draft. We want to move towards bringing a franchise here.
Hmm.
Certainly, I have been involved in moving towards bringing an expansion team and a franchise for the soccer league out here, as that is the number one sport in the world. And I think the Americans are beginning to understand how great a sport it is. Certainly the Canadians already do. And so we're growing in that regard. But I would see us with football for sure. Obviously, hopefully tomorrow, the final signatures on the document, and it's a reality that we can all celebrate here. But definitely, I mean, you look at cities our size around the country, and we can handle three.
With Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of the city of Las Vegas. As a former resident of your city, I got a chance to experience in the years that I lived there, I think a sense of what Las Vegans think about their city and what they think people who are not from Las Vegas think about their city. And I wonder whether there is a single place anywhere else in America where this kind of announcement is in many ways more important to Las Vegas than it would be to another city. It is almost, Madam Mayor, like that stamp of approval. Do you sense that?
No, you know, I think it absolutely is symbiotic one off the other. I think Las Vegas, as I was trying to sell it to Commissioner Gardner for soccer league.
Right.
The name Las Vegas is iconic around the world. It's a place you think of when you want to go for entertainment, fun, relax, spend a few days, not just a quick go to a game and leave. It has an essence to it, which obviously those who adore ice hockey are going to be thrilled to know, oh my gosh, I want to take a vacation. What a great opportunity it is for me, who is an enthusiast for hockey, coming from somewhere else. So we bring a lot to the table. For us here, I'm an East Coaster. I come out of New York City. Rangers right. was my mother's team, and Oscar's a Philadelphia Flyer. So we have all those shirts around our house with our kids. And so because we come from the East Coast originally, but for many who were born and raised here, and now we're second, third, and fourth generation people here, it's going to be a learning experience. But we have one of our main hotels, the Santa Fe. They've had an ice hockey rink there, oh, my goodness, for probably 28, 30 years. So we have students that have come through our city and gone on to passionate to be in Junior Olympics or to get a scholarship to Cornell or somewhere to play ice hockey. So, you know, I think the gain is both ways. It's going to be a learning experience for many people who maybe haven't been able to go to a game. But two, the benefit to us as an economy here and a unique, there is no other place in the world like Las Vegas. It is totally, and you lived here, you said.
Yeah, I did.
What years were when you left?
I was there full-time from 1984 until 1988, and then I spent my winters there from 92 to about 90, or 93 to about 99. And in fact, I will tell you, Madam Mayor, I used to go to the Santa Fe Hotel. I lived in I lived in Summerlin. It was not far. I took a quick drive down there. I would go down at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know if you were in that arena there, but yep. At the back of that, at one end of that arena was a bar that was adjoined to the casino, and they had video poker tables embedded in the bar. And I would sit there, nobody else was in that bar, and watch the Thunder practice at 9 o'clock in the morning when Curtis Joseph, who ultimately played for the Toronto Maple Leafs, among others, was a goaltender there. So I do understand the relationship between hockey and the city of Las Vegas. It doesn't necessarily mean that hockey will be successful in Las Vegas, but there is a history. It's not, you're not just dropping it out of the sky into the city.
Well, and two, when you were here, probably that was just the beginning of the explosive growth.
It was.
Certainly in the 84, 88 time frame. And we are, you know, what's amazing for us is our airport's like 12 to 15 minutes from the resort corridor. And the resort corridor has 155,000 hotel rooms.
Yes.
Talk about a wonderful time, and people, the flights direct from around the world are so easy, and from around the country, then to access these games and hockey. And I think Bill Foley, as I said, I mean, he surrounded himself with people who were really part of the heartbeat of our community, so we understood understood what was different about Las Vegas than from other areas. And, of course, we have, you know, we're so close to California. That's our main feeder.
Right.
And the L.A. Kings have been so successful. And, you know, we have Anaheim and Arizona and San Jose. And San Jose did pretty well. So the whole West Coast appetite for hockey is right there. And I see a lot of those passionate fans coming in for games, and especially as Bill Foley builds his team base.
Well, one of the issues that comes up when people understand that I spent time in Las Vegas, they ask consistently about the gaming influence, and this comes up all the time. And one of the things I'm inclined to say is, I have no statistics. I'm sure you do, but I have no statistics to quantify this statement. But I think that the vast majority of Las Vegas residents, if they gamble at all, do so only on very rare occasions. That it is very difficult to live in a city where that enticement is in front of you all the time and participate in it on any kind of regular basis. And they will say to me, well, how are the players, when they come into town, going to behave? What would be your answer to that question?
You know, in our world, and especially in the world we live in today, there are always outliers. There are always those people that move at a different pace and don't fit in and do strange things. And for a team owner and a team manager to make sure that he is telling his team players, you know, you don't do this here in this town. But not that, you know, what's interesting is back when you were here, Nevada in the 80s for sure was the only game in this country that was legal gambling.
That's right.
Now it's all over the country.
That's true.
All over the country, to say not all over the world. And, of course, with the Internet, forget it. And forget with the illegalities.
Yeah.
Illegalities. Gambling's all over. What I see is that we have these fabulous sports books, and people can go sit there all day and spend their money and have a great time and see these huge screens where they can watch horse racing and boxing and ice hockey and soccer all at the same time, and they're in nirvana. The reality, we have faculty members from our university and teachers and doctors and lawyers and business people who get caught up in gaming or get caught up in alcohol. It's around the world, or get up and just have issues. And so for those people, the team manager and the ownership needs to let them know, we're not interfering in your lives when you're off in free time, but you bring any discredit to us, you're finished, you're canceled, you're out. And the hotels that are here, as magnificent and enormous as they are, did not come from people being the winners. We built them because there are more losers than there are winners.
Yes, you don't have to tell me.
And so
as
many times as I've been to Del Mar or anywhere in the country and think I'm going to really own the racetrack, if I've won once on a race, it was a miracle. So, I can assure you the best thing about Nevada is because we were that only state. We have all the regulations down pat. We really know how to monitor. We know what to look for. We know how to regulate. And so we're top of the line. And it really will be the team management and ownership that's going to make a difference in vetting their players and alerting them to whatever temptations are there. But temptations are around the world. We know that. And so whether it's because you have eyes for somebody else's husband or wife, or whether you like the alcohol or some pill too much, the responsibility always lies within ourselves to monitor ourselves. And Bill Foley's a pretty smart guy. I think he's going to be building a team here with great management and great coaching. And we'll have a great team. And we embrace them. We want them really to feel to be part of the community, the resident community. And once you've lived here for a while, when you have guests come in, you know, they say, oh, we want to go see this show or go to Cirque or whatever it is. Mm. You know, you get to the point, you've done so much so often, you say, I'll drop you off.
Thank you very much. Been there, done that.
Yeah. So we don't, except for something like the Santa Fe with its rink. And I've known plenty of families whose children have just gone on and become absolutely passionate about the ice and looking forward to an adore hockey. So this is going to be great for us.
We tomorrow will be a big day for you and for the city of Las Vegas. We're happy for you. We wish you long-term success, and we'll stay in touch with you if we can as we get closer.
And come visit, both of you. We'd love to have it, Arash and Bob. Both of you come, and bring Matt, too. He can come.
Well, I'll bring Matty, too. Well, I might bring him. I'm actually coming in August for the 50th anniversary of Caesar's Palace.
I'm not going to believe it, but I went to work at Caesar's Palace for the president and the head of the casino right after it opened in late August. Early September of 1966. My first job when we arrived here as somewhat newlyweds, they just imploded it, the Riviera.
Oh, yes.
And that's where my relationship with Mark Davis started, because I knew his dad and his mom.
Yeah.
Who used to come to the Riv all the time. Al Davis was a frequenter of Las Vegas throughout his life. And here was little Matt in those days. So it really would be just sort of nice to see Oakland move here, too.
Well, we'll stay on top of that story, and if something comes of it, we'll give you a call. Thank you, Madam Mayor, for joining us.
August. Give us a call for the 50th.
We will.